ended up with streets that are kind of don't quite connect?
Well, that was Major Albert Anderson back in 1864 when he laid out the streets, decided that because he was in a feud with the surveyors of the time, he would lay out his own streets. He went to Louisville, got a 100-foot linen tape, and laid them out. I don't know what Albert was doing at the time, but the streets ended up very narrow and not connected. And I guess if you just had wagons, it didn't make a whole lot of difference back then in the 1800s, and this was, you know, pre-Civil War. But, you know, as time progressed, and especially as the tobacco market increased in the area, it became more and more difficult. Vehicles became bigger. Wagons carrying big hands of tobacco were coming through town and couldn't make it. And unfortunately, the shop owners on each side of the street did not want to give an inch and having their side of the street closed or the parking on their side of the street closed, because there was parallel parking on both sides of the street through all these decades. So eventually, during the tobacco market time, the city would close one side of the street one day and the other side the next day so that the tobacco wagons could get through and the shopkeepers would only be disgruntled every other day because their side of the street was closed. And that happened up until we started working on this streetscape in about 2003. We had the design fixed so that it would stay that way, and the Kentucky Department of Transportation said, we are not investing almost $500,000 in letting you change this unless you make those streets navigable. So they said, you have to take off parking on one side of the street. So that kind of took the burden off of us because, you know, practically you knew that it wasn't wide enough. But historically, it had always been that way. And sometimes things that have always been that way are hard to change. So we negotiated with the American Cave Museum and the Kentucky Repertory Theater, who now owned most of the property or controlled most of the property on one side of the street, and took the parking off of the south side of Main Street. And in doing that, we were able to widen the sidewalks just a little bit so that we could make them handicapped accessible, which, you know, when sidewalks were first poured, were not necessarily wide enough for that. So we have, and we also put bump outs, just small bump outs, because we had to protect people going in and out of those tiny little narrow side streets that you couldn't see to get in and out of that were always dangerous anyway. So now people don't actually lose their rear view mirrors as often as they used to, and people in big trucks, especially going back and forth from the stone with stone in them, would have to get very close to the cars on the side of the street, and sometimes things would be lost. So you don't have to worry about that. What's really awful in Horse Cave is young drivers and old drivers. If you stop and think about trying to learn how to drive in a town that the streets are so narrow that you don't even know if you can get through, it's pretty daunting if you're very young or very old. And I've been both, and I know that it's much easier now to do than it was before we did the streetscape.